Ukraine, a deal, and a revolution. A ministry talks about the fate of over 6 million kids, and we've got a story covering the expanse of missions from your own backyard. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. If you knew $50 could help a family for a week physically and spiritually, would you donate? Well, you can. We're talking about the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Fighting between Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian separatists have left thousands homeless. It could get worse. On Friday, Ukraine signed a landmark trade deal to bind itself to the European Union. Quoting Russian leaders, President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says,
"This will bring grave consequences to Ukraine."
The country's bracing for more violence. Russian ministries partnering churches are doing something about the crisis. Rakuba says,
"We started a program called I Care, and we want churches to give a full box, have food for the entire week. You know, we provide scripture, we provide counseling and counseling material."
$50 provides an I Care food box. If effective, Rakuba says the gospel could become the cornerstone of family values in Ukraine. We have a link at our website to help you donate. Next, troubles brewing for Christians throughout Asia. For security reasons, we can't name the name of the countries because the threat's ongoing and increasing. Asian Access's Noel Buchetti shares the first situation.
8 pastors got arrested, thrown in jail. Our leaders, who are nationally influential leaders in addition to what they do for A2, went to the authorities with some colleagues and were able to secure the release of these pastors.
Not long after this, in another area where they have partners,
police have come in and they're raiding Christian schools and they're arresting and beating up the faculty and the administrators and the students. They're trying to run them off.
Even as A2's calling for prayer, they're looking for help sponsoring pastors, many of whom lose their jobs because of persecution. This is where you come in.
10 people at $20 a month and you've got it covered. 20 people at $10 a month and you've got it covered. A pastor could be sponsored for a whole year.
Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. In Nepal and India, extreme poverty results in malnutrition, disease, illiteracy, and deep spiritual depravity. Women and girls have little value and are sometimes sold by family members for as little as $10. Vision Beyond Borders launched a vision for women to answer the crisis. The safe house that they helped fund just 6 months ago is already full. They're making a difference with vocational training and an introduction to Christ. You can too. Take action at missionnetworknews.org. In other news, 6 million fewer children will die this year before their 5th birthday than 25 years ago. Food for the Hungry says this is partly due to U.S. foreign assistance. Of course, you think a lot of improvements are made in 25 years. However, FH says that 6.6 million children under the age of 5 won't reach their birthday this year, often due to preventable diseases. Has God burdened your heart for these kids? Start by asking Him for direction in this matter. And you don't have to leave the U.S. to get involved with global missions. Recently, Global Aid Network USA had over 3,000 volunteers to help pack mission supplies and humanitarian aid for distribution to those in need. Steve Watson of GAIN USA says,
"The main goal is to get volunteers involved, to show people that even if they can't go on a mission trip or travel overseas, that they can be involved with missions right here at home."
GAIN USA is serious about impacting lives both physically and spiritually. Each filled pallet is prayed over by team members.
All of the aid goes with the gospel. It just depends on the setting, whether they get to openly proclaim it or it's more of a let's build a relationship and share over time.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of Voiceless in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions, 100 true stories of God's servants who are working in the hard places. This is the last day. It's a great resource to study by yourself or with your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.